Look, I tell you what, I got up yesterday at 4 o'clock, and I tell you what, I don't think I've been in a more stink mood after a game that you haven't lost. It was like a loss, you know?
One shot on goal, wasn't it?
And that was in the 85th minute, and it should have gone in. So,
I mean, that's like the old guys playing in my club, one shot on goal. Or,
well, it's, you know, you can't, Joel, you can't have 80% of possession or something and have one shot on goal, you know?
No, but I think us Spurs fans are resigned to the fact that we'll end up finishing, you know, 7th or 8th or 9th as usual.
Yeah, 5th. We've nailed 5th again.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hey, the thing about the Europa Cup, boys, or the Europa League, is that you actually win that, you get a Champions League spot.
Yeah. Unless we get put out in the semis by Arsenal.
Can we all just have a good cackle at Chelsea?
Oh, you bet we can.
I know. I mean, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
You know, that they, I was looking online, and their unbeaten streak was stopped this day last year by Cisse at Newcastle.
Oh, wow, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah. Didn't he get 2 or 3 or something?
They strolled to it too last year. They'd won it by this time, hadn't they?
Yeah, that's right. So now they're a no-show at all. And I've got friends who are Chelsea supporters, and they're very dark.
Eighth defeat. All right.
We need to talk.
Let's talk about, since we're talking football, Graham, the pitch for the Phoenix at North Harbour. Now, we've heard from the Auckland Council on this, from the director of Auckland Stadiums, Paul Nisbet, was on. He said, look, it's the couch grass. It just hasn't clung. Should they have played on it or not?
Well, I don't think they had many options, did they? Because apparently Mount Smart is in a similar state, and they were looking at transferring it to their a couple of weeks ago, but it was no better. So I've got no idea what's going on with the grass in Auckland. I don't know how easy it is to hire Eden Park.
It costs too much money, mate. It's a prohibitive cost is what it is.
Yeah, you'd have got a bigger crowd there, though, and you'd have certainly got a better spectacle. That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Joel, you know, they wouldn't play rugby on it because, you know, you can't hit the ground. No. So should they have played football on it? The thing is, the FFA approved it.
That's the thing. But the thing is, you know, while the result was great for Phoenix's campaign to stay in this league, playing on a pitch like that didn't help matters, you know what I mean? Even though it was approved. It wasn't a bad turnout. You know, from what I saw, the Phoenix played pretty well. But something like that, which is fairly basic when it comes to that level of football, you'd think it needed to be sorted out. But, I mean, I don't know how the grass grows, for want of a better term.
No.
And maybe the humidity had a part to play in it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm not so sure. To me, it's the look is what it is, isn't it? And if you're looking from the other side of the Tasman, and David Gallop, does he really need any excuses at the moment? You know, this to me is just another tick in the book that says, we're questioning whether this franchise deserves an extended license.
Well, it certainly came at a bad time. I think it was quite a good idea to get the teams to wear the same strip, though, to take attention away from it. I think that was a piece of inspiration, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one. What was going on there? What was a home away from home strip?
Well, they both looked the same.
Yeah, well, supposedly it was a home away from home for the Phoenix, but then in that case you would have thought that the Victory would have just worn their normal strip.
Yeah.
Good point, actually. Yeah, what was that? Yeah, that was confusing, wasn't it? Really, but you know, I
how
saw that
to bring in a pitch to play a pitch. I mean, I know that's a pretty very broad and naive question, but is that an expensive exercise to re-sow that so the ground?
Well, I presume so. And you know, look, if Mount Smart was as bad, Eden Parks looks absolutely perfect, doesn't it? You know, it just is so bizarre to go from June in the under 20s when it was such a piece of beautiful carpet to play on to go into that.
For our biggest city, they'd have been able to find a ground somewhere.
Well, Eden Park's getting called this week. Well, unfortunately, the waterfront stadium couldn't be used because it's not built.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
All right, let's talk about the sevens then. Now, the Rugby Union, Graham, put out a directive or a co-popper or whatever the hell they want to call it about what their mission statement is last year, I think. And the two biggest things are the winning of the World Cup for the All Blacks, and number two was winning a gold medal at the Sevens at the Olympics.
Yeah, they're starting to look a bit ropey for that second one, isn't it?
Mm.
And particularly on the women's side of the draw. And, you know, there was a feeling a year ago I heard from people that actually the women were the better chance than the men because it was a newer sport, et cetera, and we'd have a better player base. But, gee, that's not happening, is it?
No, and look, to me, the embarrassing thing about this, Joel, is that they're called the All Blacks. And I keep saying it doesn't matter what, you know, we think in this country. It's what they're sold to the world. And the world will look at next year's Olympics and look at the All Blacks. And if the All Blacks, you know, finish outside the top four or lose in pool play or whatever, that is reflective of and on the All Blacks.
Of the brand, and that's right.
And they keep talking about the brand, don't they?
Yeah. But let's remember, it's not until August, this the Rio Games. So they've still got a good half of a year, 8 months, 9 months to get it together. They haven't got this new, I don't know what they're doing with the team, who they're bringing in once, you know, Sonny Bill's available to play. I mean, we were talking about how bad the All Blacks were during pool play in the previous World Cup. So do we look at it from that perspective?
No, look, we Messam, Sonny Bill, Artie, these guys have got to come in. I just would have picked the cream of the crop. Okay, get excited, guys. Next year we've got three tests against Wales before the guys go to the Olympics to play the sevens. Three tests against Wales. Get thrilled. Yeah. Come on. Tell me why I'm excited about that, Joel.
Oh, I'm excited because I think Wales are getting better and better.
So. Yeah, and they'll send over their A-team, won't they?
Yeah.
For the June tests. Yeah.
Ireland will be wanting to audition, so a pretty strong audition there. So he's going to want to pick, you know, some fairly top-notch players, I reckon.
Look, Graham, I think that next year the only thing that is important is that the sevens, that is the most important thing in New Zealand rugby, way above the Bledisloe Cup and the Four Nations, which, you know, good God, do you really care if we win or we don't win those? I'd rather win a gold medal than win those two tournaments. I'll say it out loud.
Okay, that's there's some value to that argument, I guess. But I think what's of concern is how the rest of the world's catching up in sevens.
Well, they've caught up and they're taking over.
Yeah, and when you make a sport an Olympic sport, people start to pay attention.
Yes.
And I guess that's what we're seeing for the sevens.
That's the problem, you see, that it is because this is the first one, Joel, and another 4 years from that will do. Another 8 years, the world is going to look at the sevens and think it's rugby.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't matter what we try and sell them. We're not going to sell 15s in the Northern Hemisphere to the North Americans. We're not going to sell it, but we may sell sevens.
Yeah, and I do think we have to give a lot of credit to people like Fiji, the teams like Fiji who are, you know...
I'm happy with them.
Well, you know, and the teams... I mean, the results for the women, that was pretty shocking, but great for the minnows, you know what I mean?
Oh, so, stuff the minnows, mate, eh?
But it's actually the big countries with the big budgets that are doing it.